Welcome to the inn.
Girl looks like that, has that much dough, can't be real.
She spent the past 2 years with her nose in a book. Excuse me.
You coming?
Oh, fuck this movie.
Wait, who? What the fuck was this? I mean, Jesus Christ.
What was this? What was this? This is a product of every Nicholas Sparks movie and an 11-year-old girl saying, I can do that, except I'll make my man a fucking criminal.
Oh my God. You know, it's funny. Labor Day, you know, I kind of rolled my eyes out, but I laughed at it. Here, I was rolling my eyes and was just like, who wrote this? who thought this was cute?
I'm sitting there, I'm watching this, I was like, this is a misogynistic, unbelievable piece of shit. What dumbass man wrote that? Oh my God, a girl wrote this.
Yeah, and her name is Shayna Festi, I think. She's the director and writer of
it. Oh my God. Honey, you gotta go get some lessons.
Gee, I remember when I looked that up, because I said the same thing you did. I was like, Jesus Christ, I hate when men write women, movies like this for women and shit like that, and they don't know a goddamn thing. Oh my God.
And that is PSA number one. That is PSA number one, is that before, you know, anyone calls us, like, you know, every bad word in the book, this was written by a girl. So, and, you know, unfortunately, we are going to destroy her movie. And that's not to say there are great female directors and writers. I mean, look at, you know, Kathryn Bigelow, Diablo Cody, all those people. PSA number
shit,
two.
Even that movie we just saw about last night had a fucking female writer in it. First time female writer at that,
and
too.
She did a fucking amazing job. She did a better romance story than this wanted to be so badly.
Because she wrote real people. This ain't real.
And
there's nothing. People, but by the way, we're talking about Endless Love. People are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's like, this ain't no marketing for this movie. Have you seen one trailer for this?
No. I think if I would have gone to you and be like, yeah, I'm not seeing this shit.
I think I saw one trailer of it in the theater. Never saw it on TV or anything like that. And I had no idea what it was. All I knew was Alex Pettifer was in it. I was like, I hate that guy.
PSA number two. Fuck him. Because he is a shitty actor. Everything he's been in. He is now immediately on my shit list. Because I have now seen three pieces of shit that he's been in. He is by far and away the worst part of all three.
He is literally the movie spoilers go-to bastard of hating on. You can automatically say if you see him in something, that probably going to be a piece of shit. Because
right.
I don't think anybody that's ever worked on here has hey like that guy at all. Matter of fact, that guy is fucking horrible. First of all, the motherfucker don't pass for a 17-year-old. That's already the first fucking mistake. I was like, this dude got chin strap hair coming right up the fucking.
He looked like he just walked off the Magic Mike set after doing a bunch of coke.
This looked like the goddamn CW network timed in with WGN if they were to do a team-up movie or something like that.
Well, it wouldn't be WGN because there's no black people in this movie, so get
that
right.
You know
that
is true. My God, I must have got that mixed up with ABC Family or something.
There you go. That's better.
But you know what? Our another remake, our third remake of the week, but a 1981
remake. What the fuck
was
this remade from?
Brooke Shields was in that one.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. When I brought it up to you, I had an idea you knew what it was, but you just don't remember because you're like, why would this be a remake? Why?
I thought this was a Nicholas Sparks movie. I was like, they're already remaking Nicholas Sparks movies? Well, fuck me sideways. Like, great!
Has he been around that long now where they're going to start remaking his shit?
Oh, give it 10 years. I'm putting money down. Give it 10 years, we're going to get a Notebook remake.
Oh my God, that motherfucker's gonna have a Blu-ray anthology set of his goddamn.
Oh, he already does. No shit, he already does. I'm gonna let that sink in for you.
You're fucking with me. I don't believe
you. No, I'm not. That's the sad part. Go look it up.
I don't fucking believe you. I'm not gonna. Like, you're such a kid, you little liar. You little scam, you.
I can't wait to. You're gonna go to your local Target and be like, motherfucker!
That nigga was lying.
Nope.
Okay, the plot here. All right. The plot here. You got Alex Pettifer playing. I guess all the kids just graduating from high school. They make a high school like this big ass thing. Which, by the way, where are they at again? New Rhode Island? Yeah, Rhode Island looks like the fantasy world to me. I was like, didn't the Family Guy said Rhode Island? Because I could have sworn it looked like shit down there. But
yeah,
like,
I was kind of praying to God, like, can't Peter or someone walk through this fucking thing and make me feel better?
I was hoping when they were driving that car, Brian would have hopped out in front of it or something.
Oh my God. Okay, so just to prove I'm not full of shit, yes, there is a Nicholas Sparks collection that includes Safe Haven, The Lucky Ones, Dear John, Knights of Rodanthe, The Notebook, A Walk to Remember, and Message in a Bottle.
Fuck out of here. See, people lately like to make things up when he drinks. As you
look
can see.
It fucking up, people. I'm not kidding. I wish I was.
He's in the Valentine's Day spirit right about now, so that's all him.
Oh, not after this piece of shit.
You know how Lakers gets when he takes cough syrup, people. He jokes, he kidder. But
I wish I would have drinking cough syrup before this piece of shit.
Oh my God, but this shit, okay, so there's this chick, I guess her brother died, so is she just for some reason
distant? Oh no, that's how the movie opens. Let's not forget that the movie, Mr. Exposition himself comes forth as like, oh, this is our female character. She is shy and borderline mentally retarded, but we're not going to answer that because her brother died.
I missed that part because I came in like right, I didn't come in like late, but I came like a minute late, like right when school, the graduation part was happening or something like that.
Oh yeah, you missed that tidbit. You also missed a tidbit where Alex Pettyfer takes over the narration. He's like, I've always loved this girl. I've just never had the balls to talk to her. It's like, you motherfucker.
Why the fuck is he narrowing? You ain't no fucking Morgan Freeman. Okay, goddamn it. I'm glad I missed that part. I'm like,
that's the bullshit you're calling? Like, they show him without his shirt on and, like, with his shirt off as he's saying, I've always liked this girl. She's always been quiet and I've never had the balls to talk to her. I was like, shut the fuck up. Don't even.
That. Okay, I'm glad I missed that part then. So, yeah, so after that part, then we get to Elaine, who just described that setup pretty much, this chick who distanced herself because her brother passed away, I guess, a couple of years ago. Don't know why she distanced herself and be like, what the fuck? That ain't got shit to do. That's pretty much the drama of the whole movie, too. Like, they're trying to build this drama around that. But I was like, there's no drama around that.
Okay, when you see this girl's family, when you see her rich asshole dad, you look at the brother like, bro, you got a break. Nice job.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you know what? The first thing, the first couple minutes, I was like, I understand where his father comes. I mean, he meets this guy. This guy comes, Alex Pettyfer, and this girl. He takes his daughter into a closet and shit like that. Where did that come from? That came out of nowhere, first of all. And then he takes her to a closet. She comes out. She's giving a speech. And that's his first impression of the guy. So the father gets to learn a little bit about him. He's just like, all right, he don't know that much going on. I don't want him around my daughter.
No. You missed the one important factor. So, what royal family do you come from? Well, we make middle income. Middle income? You son of a bitch!
Piss boss, you fucking... Sir, I'm not black. You're a nigger to me.
You didn't make over $200,000. Get out of my house!
Oh my God. But you know what? I was kind of with him at first, as far as I was like, he's looking out for himself.
Oh, I wasn't.
But then the shit jumped to like fucking Tyler Perry 720 levels in like the next 2 minutes and shit. I was just like, all right, dude, now you're just being an asshole. You know, I was like, first I thought you're just looking out for your dog. You don't give a fuck about your dog. It's all about what you want. I was like, I don't give a shit. So he's like, and I asked Pettyfer, I was like, this nigga sitting up here, 17 years old, trying to give a speech about what love. Nigga, you don't know what love is. Shut the fuck up.
I know what love is. Love is taking your daughter in the closet and fucking her brains out. Oops, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
You're a fucking child. You're a fucking child trying to teach a grown-ass man that's damn near 50 about, you know, life to me isn't about, like, you know, having a job or a roof to live in. It's about, like, spending the time with the one person, you know, that you just can't live without. And I was just like, here goes the fantasy.
Here comes Kiss My Ass, Phil.
Because I can tell you this right now. Yeah, if a man can fuck a woman in a cardboard box, he wouldn't buy a house. But it doesn't work that way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, time for me to go off where I tipped on this movie. So,
you know, he walked for people, by the way, because there's just parts that just happens after and after. Okay.
So I'm fuming as this thing goes on because literally I'm like, this is everything I fucking hate in these fantasy romantic movies. And there's just one little tipping point. All it's going to take is one misogynistic tone and I'm fucking going to lose it. And it comes when this shy little girl is finally like, oh, is that a penis? Fuck me with it.
Oh my God, yo, what the? all the shit where they were together, it felt like it didn't feel like it came out of nowhere. Like this shy little girl, which we can make a reference back to. Someone asked us a question about Frozen of like, man, that girl, as soon as she got out the castle, she was the first thing she was doing, she was a man. Yeah, because she was horny. This chick is almost similar to that. She was like, yeah, I was just shy. And then this first piece of ass she gets up in that house. Fuck me now. That's real love. I was like, okay.
Yeah, and you just said it. That is my tipping point. When they said sex is love, I was like, you, fuck this movie, fuck everything that this stands for, I'm fucking done. If I hear any girl say, if it's romantic, I'm going to turn into a goddamn Hulk in this theater.
But, okay, from whose point is it supposed to be romantic? Because as she's saying, sneak up in my house. By the way, they loud as fuck, so I don't know how nobody wakes up after all. But she's like,
oh, there's that little factor, too. Like, I'm,
yeah, exactly.
Rich Daddy's upstairs like, oh, lovey, do you hear the moaning downstairs? I think it's a badger.
Even when they wake up the next morning, dude, they're, like, talking all loud. And I was like, okay, do they live in another part of the fucking house where nobody can hear this? But, like, in this sex scene, though, there's, like, he's like, let's do this. He's like, look, Jade. Because her name, played by Gabrielle Wilde, her name is Jade Buffy. Like,
oh, do you want to get into the name puns?
If you don't want to do this, you know, we don't have to do this, you know. I'm not up for this kind of stuff. If you don't shut the fuck up, it's just...
Wait. You just brought up a point I forgot about. Okay, let's go over the names of this film. Jade,
okay.
Butterfield. Now, if that doesn't scream snobbish to you, I don't know what does.
I long bottom nose should have been in this fucking movie as well. You know what? I think he was. He was the guy they stole the car from.
Yes. And... It, like, just the names of this movie, like, the nickname for Alex Pettifer's character, I forget what it is, but he's a mechanic. Is it, like...
David Elliott. I remember it.
Okay. And it's just, like, oh, my God. This... You can tell that this movie is lazy writing. You can tell literally where the last thing is going to go, except...
Very snobbish, too.
Oh, hell yeah, it's very snobbish. You don't like any of these people.
Yeah, it's so snobbish that it's fucking annoying. Like, even the guy that drops his car off and shit just, like, throws... I'm not saying that I hang out with rich people all the time, but I don't know not one person to do that unless they're just a fucked up individual. And yet they found a town where everyone is like that.
Right. I mean, this, like... It's like this movie watched a bunch of Laguna Beach and said, oh, that's how real people act.
Yeah, exactly. Except it's in Rhode Island. I was like,
oh. Right. And this is... And, I'm trying to think. There was one other... Oh, yes. The contrived drama. Which we need to talk about. So apparently Alex Pettifer's character has a problem with violence, has a problem with anger management issues, and has a problem with beating the fuck out of people.
And they try to build something around it.
Oh yeah, they do.
When they tell you the story, I'm just like, really? Okay, is that really what we're gonna like? Jay Luke, we did it. He hit me. Yeah, I wanted him to hit me. His father's treating this dude as if this is some fucking war crime terrorist or something like that, as if something's going on. And the most unbelievable shit happened where this girl's like, and I think the tipping point for me is when she was getting ready to leave and they were at the fence and she was like, I don't want to leave. Because she's about to go to an internship that's pretty much going to get her career started.
Hey, oh, I'm glad you brought this up.
Oh my God, that insulted me so much, dude. Okay,
That is so goddamn misogynistic. That's so goddamn misogynistic.
Yeah, exactly. Because personally, I have experience in that where my last girlfriend had a huge job opportunity. I told her, you better go fucking take that. I was like, what are you going to stick around here for? Shit. So when I saw this part, she's like, I won't go if you just tell me to stay. I was just like, goddamn, that's a cliche in these movies now because they always hear that fucking line and shit. And he says, stay. I was like, wow, how selfish of you, dude.
Yeah.
I'll stay here for the summer and do nothing with you all weekend, just fucking all day and pissing your father off. You're 17. You don't know what the fuck you want.
Yeah. I mean, that's excellent that you brought it up because that was the – if there wasn't the tipping point before where, okay, this movie's misogynistic, that's the one. I don't want to leave you even though I'll have a career. Thank you, baby. Oh, fuck you both.
Yeah, it was the same goddamn thing. You know, the whole movie was a tipping point, but that was the point where I had to just roll. I was just like, damn, you fucking careless and stupid. I can see why your father's on your ass right now. The one person I probably did like – and not even as far as acting, just because he was the most, like, not asshole, douchebag, stereotype, misogynistic, fucking suffering son of a bitch. And that was her brother, Reese Wakefield, played Keith Butterfield. The acting was fucking horrible, but I was like, at least this guy is fucking doing what he wants to do. He ain't doing this shit. I was like, everybody else. And they treat him like, even at the dinner table, yeah, I changed my major too. I'm doing communication. His father looked at him and was like, yeah, what is communication? But I was like, oh, fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
Are you going to make $500,000 a year? Well, no, I might make $100,000. Get out of my house.
Exactly. He's like, fuck you, dude. Even, I like his girlfriend. She's still, she was like, you know, that's where you learn how to communicate, something you should do. I was like, yeah, I wish you
could say more of that in the fucking... That's the best line of the movie, because she looked like she was talking to the whole audience.
Exactly. It was funny, because I was like, he never once yelled at her. I was like, he must have been scared of her or something. She must do some kung fu grip on his ass or something like that. Like, towards the ending, they're like, where they try to have this, like... Oh, like when he goes to jail for her, I laughed, dude.
I did too. I did too. Because even she's like the person who's like, it turns into Labor Day. She's like, he's in jail. I'm going to go see him. It's like, you still expect me to care? Oh, that's hilarious. You still expect me to care? Well, I'm walking out.
It's like, he's like, let's get high and break into his, I hate his black friend, dude. I fucking couldn't stand that dude. He got a weird ass name. He plays bass in the movie though, but that dude was so fucking annoying. I was just like, Jesus Christ, somebody get his ass off camera. And he goes away, then he fucking comes back. He's like, what we're gonna do, we're gonna leave this party and we're gonna go get high and go sneak into a zoo. I said, who the fuck does that? Why would you wanna go somewhere intoxicated to a fucking zoo? I said, Jesus Christ, that's where fucking animals get loose and eat your ass. Then people
which,
that
frankly,
we need to put him down. That tiger didn't do shit.
I would, you know what? I'm not going to lie. If that would have happened, they would have went to the zoo and they all would have gotten eaten. This would have gotten fucking full price. That payoff would have been, enough.
I see you get damn shit. And then the cops come in because there's this girl in here, I guess. She's just like, I like him too, so I guess I'm just gonna return the favor and call the cops on him. And it's some stupid, idiotic plan. You guys get out of here. I'm gonna go this way. I'm gonna take the fall for this. And then his father comes up. You need to leave town. Leave her alone. She's going to that intern. She doesn't want you. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, is there any real drama here?
Really? Nope. It is all the most contrived, stupid drama. And girls, if you think that this a guy is gonna bend over backwards like this for you, you are shit out of luck.
Oh, and then the ending, dude, that slapped me right in the fucking mouth, jaw.
I'll say this too. To any guy who gets dragged to this movie, if you think a girl is just gonna go spread eagle the first time you meet her, you obviously are an idiot.
Especially if you think she's gonna spread eagle and you're like, that's the one for me. I can tell you that right now.
You are a fucking moron.
9 times out of 10, the chick that just spread eagle for you is you met her at a fucking bar and you're ready to sneak out after you got done fucking her. So,
or in my case, a college Greek party.
Exactly. It's some shit like that. You is not trying to spend the rest of your fucking life with this chick or nothing like that. That was just a fuck buddy and nothing more than that. But the end, oh my God, you get the ending was so bad.
Okay, now I gotta be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I walked out at the zoo, so I don't know what happened. I couldn't take it anymore.
Well, let me fill you in now. Where was the zoo bar? Was that before or after the restraining order?
Oh, that was before. I didn't see any fucking restraining order. That's fucking hilarious.
There we go. So we find out that the father's been cheating around. He's been sneaking double or whatever.
What a fucking surprise.
Exactly. And they try to build something around that, but nothing goes around it as well. He's like, okay, that didn't even get settled. I was like, why did you even put that in there? So then the father puts a restraining order on the dude, and they stay away from each other, and then you see this montage of them just doing their life normally in different states and shit, and you're just like, so she's coming home for Christmas or something like that from school, and he finds out, so he sneaks to the airport, even under restraining order, because the wife of her father tells him where to meet at and shit like that. He's just like, look, I can't be without you. I have 2 plane tickets. Let's get out of here now.
Oh, and fuck that!
Since you got... Okay.
You don't... Do not tell me. Do not fucking tell me that she throws away her career to go be with this guy.
At 17!
Oh...
Fuck you, movie.
Check this out, bro. Check this out. So everybody gets mad. the brother, he was in the dead brother's room, and the father walked in and was like, what are you doing here? You're a failure. You'll never be like him. So the brother leaves. He's like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't care anymore. I'm leaving. He got in the car. He took the girlfriend. His mom got in the car. And then the daughter, Jade Butterfield, she's packing her stuff. He's like, where are you going? And then all of a sudden, the dead brother's room sets on fire and shit, and it starts burning down. And then fucking Alex Pettyfer, he goes in there to save the father, because the father's in there trying to save all his dead son's shit. He's like, help me save his diploma and all this stuff, whatever. And as obviously, I don't even know why they even put that in there, because they both make it out fine, no tension at all. And then for some odd reason, the father's like, Jade, I'm okay with you growing up now. You know, you do what you gotta do, and if you want to be with this guy, be with this guy, then go ahead. He takes her to the airport where they leave together. I was like, you're just gonna let her get on a plane and just leave anywhere? You don't even know? I said, oh my god, okay, come on. Fuck you, America. It's the reason why your kids end up on the back of fucking milk cartons, or even, what was that movie saw? Devils Do, why people end up in other fucking countries getting exorcism on them and shit like that.
All right, well, I think I'm going to give my review now. I think I'm going to give my final thoughts.
Oh, my God. Oh, save me.
There could be Paranormal Activity 6, fuck it, coming out this year. There could be Grown Ups 3. There could be Jack and Jill 2. There could be Adam Sandler literally spreading his butt cheeks on the screen and pooping in my face. Mm-hmm. And after what you just explained to me, this is gonna trump all of them for probably the fucking worst movie of the year.
Guess where they come from, too? I mean, when they get on the plane, guess where they go? California!
Yep, nope, worst movie of the year. Calling it right now. Fuck you, movie. Fuck it. This is getting a mighty high. I'm gonna give a new rating. This is getting a double fuck it. Two middle fingers right up its ass.
California! California!
This is...
I was like, oh my god! Is that a sequel? What is this?
This is everything. This is everything that is wrong with romantic movies. And I pray to God. I pray to fucking God that the good romantic movie out of the three that are coming up... Because I don't even care about the other one. The other one's just fucking stupid and contrived. No one's gonna go see it. So...
Yeah.
I pray to God that this movie bombs. I hate saying that about movies because every movie deserves a chance. But I hope this movie fucking bombs hard. So that way it can tell those fat ass fuck businessmen at Hollywood that this shit doesn't work anymore. And that you have to be smart about your romantic movies. Because we have gotten to the point, especially after last year, with movies like Don John, 500 Days of Summer, and what was the one that we saw that was a time-traveling one? About Time?
Oh, About Time. About Time. Love that one.
And Silver Linings Playbook. All of these great romantic movies have been coming out in the last couple years that have told Hollywood, hey, this stupid shit where you contrive fake drama so these two can be together does not fucking work anymore.
And you know what the worst part about this, too? To add into your rant, a woman wrote this and directed it.
That's an excellent point.
That is the biggest fucking insult. Like, women in Hollywood are always talking about we don't ever get a chance. And then you see this and you're like, why the fuck would you even write something like this that's fucking got all the isms and is at the end of it. The only thing it was missing was racism in it.
Right. And here's the thing. People, we want to stress again, we are not saying that every woman is as dumb as this one. We literally just praised the last screenwriter for About Last Night. She wrote a goddamn brilliant script for that movie.
The woman, Shayna Festy, whatever the fuck, you don't fuck her name. It ain't even fucking important. Her name is bullshit is what I'll call her from now on. The problem I have with her writing and directing this is that compared to About Last Night is she put in this movie fucking Endless Love. Women are stupid and easy to get, and no matter what you tell them, they'll believe whatever the fuck you can spread to them to drop them panties.
Right. And that deserves a fuck you from me. This is the most misogynistic movie I've seen all year. I know everyone's talking about That Awkward Moment, but this trumps it by 20.
Yeah, I gotta say, I actually I think fucking Awkward Moment is a goddamn masterpiece compared to this. I was insulted in this movie.
I was too, and I don't even have a vagina.
I was gonna say that too. I don't have a vagina. Matter of fact, we don't even like fucking romantic movies at all.
This is the type of movie where I know girls would walk.
I sit here and
I was gonna say, this is the type of romantic movie I know girls that would walk into us, and any girl that came out saying I liking this, my friends that are girls would punch them for liking this.
I heard girls in the audience going, clapping and shit like that. I was like, you know, had the roles been reversed, had I known you walked out, or didn't walk out, I probably would have walked out. Because I'd have been like, you know what, I can't take no more of this, whatever shit. Because we hear this shit every day about women talking about empowerment and all this shit like that. And then you see this and you're just looking at it, it's like, it almost looks like you're feeding into the bullshit right there. Because I actually feel sorry for you now. I'm actually insulted for you. So,
yeah. So you're giving it the mighty old double fuck it as well as I am?
Oh my god, mighty old fuck it. You talking about you up at bombs? I hope somebody drops a bomb on this motherfucker, to be honest with her. It gets a mighty old fuck it. Like, it's only fucking February, and I think I've already condemned my top five worst of list for it.
I haven't got my top five, but after that ending you told me, this is definitely taking number one. I don't care what fucking Adam Sandler piece of shit comes out this year.
Oh my god, that ending was so... Just mind-boggling, like, fuck this movie, man.
Yeah. Head down to your local theater with your picket signs and act like the goddamn Westboro Baptist Church and make sure nobody sees this fucking piece of shit.
I would completely agree with that. And Shayna Finn, you can go fuck yourself.
You, Missy, I know a bunch of girls who are going to come give you a piece of their goddamn mind if they see this.
I write that bitch a hate letter right now. And you know I don't do that.
See, you're saying you're going to write a hate letter. I'm going to show her the Sunday box office receipts when About Last Night kicks the shit out of her movie and be like, ha 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 ha.
I'm gonna just send her an empty letter and shit. That's how I felt walking out of the theater empty.
Throw a cardboard of Alex Pettifer at her. It's wooden!
She's got a cardboard cut on them already. She'll need that.
Oh, God. Night, everyone.
Alright, later, bastards. Oh, fuck.
You had a whole life before her. You think he's calling the cops?
She's been digging into his past.
David's not a criminal.
Why would you keep that a secret?
I warned you.